U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is in New Delhi today to meet with India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Armitage spoke yesterday in Pakistan with President Pervez Musharraf. After those talks, he said Musharraf had made it very clear that he is searching for peace and won't be the one to start a war. Armitage says he hopes to get the same type of assurances in New Delhi. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in the Indian capital. Is Armitage getting what he wants from the Indian leadership?
It's not clear at this point, or if he is, he isn't saying, but I think it would be unlikely because for that to happen, according to the Indian side, the Pakistani government would have to prove that the flow of militants across the border is stopped. And while there are reports that the word has gone out from Islamabad that the militants should curtail their activities, the infiltration, according to the Indians, hasn't stopped, not yet anywhere. And when it does, they say India will respond favorably. Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh repeated this today after his meeting with Armitage. He said that India is very much committed to moving on the path to peace and said, if what General Musharraf has said is converted to what Singh called action on the ground, then India will reciprocate. For his part, Deputy Secretary of State Armitage would only say that he was delighted to have such frank and full discussions with Singh and looked forward to more. So the situation doesn't appear to have changed significantly, at least not for the moment, but there very well may be something more that they're not discussing with us. But so far, no real progress, not in public anyway.
What message is Armitage carrying to the Indians?
I think it's fairly simple. I think he wants India to give Pakistan some time to prove it stopped the militants from crossing, as President Musharraf claims. And he's probably shared information with the Indians, intelligence from U.S. satellites and the like, about what the U.S. is seeing along the line of control and perhaps what they're hearing on communications intercepts to show the Indians that there has been the beginning of an effort to ratchet back on Musharraf's part and to encourage the Indians to wait. On the Indian side, I think they will welcome that kind of cooperation on the intelligence front, though, of course, they have ways of getting their own information. But I also think the Indians are asking the U.S. for a little more help in terms of monitoring the line of control, more sophisticated technology, for instance. And they're probably giving the U.S. a time frame, saying, we'll wait this long, but no longer. And I think the Indians believe the U.S. can wield a great deal of power over President Musharraf. The problem, I think, is that they may believe that the U.S. wields more power than it actually does.
What proposals are on the table?
Prime Minister Vajpayee this week suggested the possibility of joint Indian-Pakistani patrols of the line of control, and there are unconfirmed reports the U.S. may be offering joint U.S.-British monitoring of the LOC. I think they're both non-starters for different reasons. The joint patrols, Indian-Pakistani patrols, I think aren't going to fly with the Pakistanis because it's a de facto admission that the line of control is more or less a permanent boundary, and Pakistan doesn't want to do that. For the Indians, I think the idea of a U.S.-British patrol or any other international force is a no-go area. The Indians have said repeatedly that the Kashmir dispute is a bilateral issue, that there's no role for a third party, and that there's definitely no room for international troops on soil India controls. I think they'll probably stick with that.
Armitage is just one of several U.S. and British officials attempting to prevent an outbreak of hostilities between India and Pakistan. Are these efforts getting anywhere?
I think they're having some effect, yes. I mean, the rhetoric has definitely shifted. It's gone from hostile toward more conciliatory from both sides over the past few days, from the Indians and the Pakistanis. And I think the newspaper headlines are reflecting this trend as well. And as long as you have a steady stream of visitors coming here to talk, if there's talking, then there isn't fighting, and that's good. And the U.S. is definitely trying to keep it that way. President Bush appears to be calling India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and President Musharraf pretty regularly now, at least once, sometimes twice a week, to urge restraint. You've got Secretary of State Colin Powell doing the same thing. And the U.S. has now sent Deputy Secretary of State Armitage here to keep up the pressure. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld comes next week. Again, as long as there's talking, there's no fighting, and I think that's good. And there's speculation here that if the U.S. and the international community keep up this diplomatic full-court press long enough for the next couple of weeks, then the monsoon will hit here, which makes any large-scale military operations more difficult. But of course, that doesn't mean impossible, and it doesn't rule out limited attacks by the Indians on the militants' training camps in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir, which is something the Indians have hinted they might do as a first step if Pakistan doesn't stop the flow of militants.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.